again. I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday, September 25th, 2007 edition of The American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. I don't have any guests today. I'm going to get into a little bit more elaborate detail on where we're at, where we're going, and this second part of the 60 Minutes interview with Ahmadinejad. And before I do that, I'm going to make a couple of announcements here. Remember, if you haven't already, give Robbie Noel a call at 800-691-7898. I'll remind you again, if you have an annuity, cash value in a life insurance policy, 401k and you're retired, an IRA, cash value in your home that you want to convert, it's time to buy gold or silver, folks. Can't warn you enough, on John Statmiller's show, we'll have the weekly Bob Chapman report. I'm going to be listening, and I hope you are too. My ear is kind of stuck to the radio when he comes on lately, because the economy's in a heck of a lot of turmoil. Now, on yesterday's show, second hour, I played a little clip on what John Wayne would do, and it reminded me of what I was taught when I grew up, that we lived in a republic, we pledged allegiance to the Constitution, and this was supposedly a free country. And as I fog a mirror in my 58th year, I see that none of that, or very little of that, is really true. Why is the government getting away with all of their aggression? Well, go into my website at www.theamericanawakening.org if you haven't already, and watch that little clip on disillusionaries, where a gentleman goes out and interviews, I believe it's 36 people, and asks them four simple questions. Who's the vice president? What year did 9/11 happen? And better than 90% of them couldn't give him the right answer. That's pretty pathetic. It's beyond pathetic, folks. It's downright scary. And I look at what's going on here. Ahmadinejad made a trip over here to speak at the UN, and I watch the clips. I don't watch TV because I don't own a TV, or at least I don't own one that works. It's not hooked up. And I see the clips of the mainstream media demonizing this man and calling him evil. The Daily News, I believe it is talking about evil has landed. And I'm going to go in and dissect the second part of the 60 Minutes interview with Ahmadinejad. But before I do that, there's an article I ran across today that I wanted to share with you that has nothing to do with politics. It has nothing to do with, you know, the war drums beating for an attack on Iran. It has nothing to do with Iraq. It was so incredulous what this 15-year-old boy allegedly did that I thought it was worth sharing with you guys. It's a boy survives a two-hour flight to Moscow. Get this, hanging on an airplane wing. Now, being a pilot, I've never flown anything that travels faster than 200 miles an hour, but evidently this kid hung on the wing of a Boeing 737 airplane for an 808-mile flight, which is in itself unbelievable. So I'm going to read this article when I get back. Then I'm going to get into a little bit of President Bush providing back-channel advice to Hillary Clinton. And then I'm going to go into Ahmadinejad. Stick with me. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Got a good show for you today, and I'll open up the line second hour. If you have any questions or comments, be right back.
Yeah. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you sunny Phoenix, Arizona, and it's below 100 degrees today. How about that? Well, listen, before I get into anything major, this is major for this boy. I want to read this to you. Boy survives a two-hour flight to Moscow hanging on an airplane wing. A 15-year-old boy from the Urals suffered acute frostbite after riding the wing of a Boeing 737 plane on a two-hour flight from Perm to Moscow. Russian radio station Mayak reported on Monday. After clinging on for the entire 808-mile flight to Vinnikovo Airport, the boy named Andrei collapsed onto the tarmac. His arms and legs were so severely frozen that rescuers were at first unable to remove his coat and shoes, the radio station said. The airport did not confirm the report. We have no information on this, they stated. However, Moscow's Air and Water Transport Control Department said the radio's claim was true. A department spokesman said the incident occurred on Friday and that the boy's parents were immediately informed and flew to the capital the same day. Doctors said it was nothing short of a miracle that Andrei survived the flight with temperatures hitting minus 50 degrees Celsius, that's minus 58 Fahrenheit, the radio station said. The Boeing 737 has a cruising speed of 560 miles per hour. The boy reportedly made the journey after a commonplace domestic dispute. angry with his father, who reportedly has a drinking problem, and with his mother for siding with her husband in family rows. Andre ran away to the neighboring village where his grandmother lives. On reaching the village, he decided to go on and hitched a 137-mile ride to the regional center, Perm, where he was dropped off at the airport. It remains unclear how Andre was able to climb on a plane wing, unnoticed, and the Perm Airport Security Service has been asked some serious questions, the radio station said. Andre is now being treated in a Moscow hospital. Can you imagine that, folks? Something had to be very terribly wrong for a kid to get on an airplane wing and fly 800 miles in sub-freezing weather to Moscow, but I couldn't imagine how you could do that. I've stuck my hand out the window of an airplane flying 200 miles an hour, and I'm telling you, it's very, 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 very difficult to even keep your arm in the socket. So I'll give the kid kudos for making the journey and surviving. It's an amazing story, isn't it? All right, let's get started here. Shifting gears. Now, as a lot of you may know, out of the Drudge Report, Monday, September 24th, President Bush for the first time... Oh, I'm sorry, that was yesterday's article. I just wanted to touch on that. This is out of Washington, D.C., the Map News. President Bush is quietly providing back-channel advice to Hillary Rodham Clinton, urging her to modulate her rhetoric so she can effectively prosecute the war in Iraq if elected president. Isn't that interesting? Now, remember, let's go back with George Bush a little bit. Remember all the war drums pounding back on Iraq back in 2001, 2002, that Saddam Hussein was an evil dictator, and we had to get him out of there, and that was our reason, because he had gassed the Kurds. And I might remind you that we put him in there, okay? Then remember the WMDs. That was the reason. They had all the... Scott Ritter and all these guys, the inspectors, going over there and looking for the WMDs, which they never found. And then remember later, when at a dinner engagement, and this was filmed, it was on YouTube, and I've seen it, George Bush was at some sort of a celebrity dinner or a press dinner or something, and he was joking, looking under the podium and looking behind the curtain and so forth, and he said, well, no, there's no WMDs here, and he was laughing about it. And now they're telling us they're spreading democracy, which, remember, folks, we're not supposed to be living in a democracy anyway. We're supposed to be in a constitutional republic. But they're spreading democracy to Iraq, and they're beating the war drums for Iran. Now, the question comes to mind. President Bush is quietly providing back-channel advice to Hillary Rodham Clinton, urging her to modulate her rhetoric so she can effectively prosecute the war in Iraq if elected president. Now, the first question I have... Why would a Republican, so-called Republican conservative, be helping a Democrat? Unless, of course, deemed, which we know we are. Okay, it's been Bush-Clinton, Clinton-Bush, since Reagan was in office. Since Reagan got shot 2 months after he, into his first term, this administration has been being controlled by George H.W. Bush. Then George H.W. Bush was elected president in 88 to 92. He passed off the baton to his golfing buddy, vacation partner Bill Clinton, who handed it back off in a stolen election to George Jr. And now they're trying to do the same thing again with Hillary Rodham Clinton. It's just like wrestling, folks. It's fake. In an interview for the new book, The Evangelical President, White House Chief of Staff Josh Bolton said Bush had been urging candidates, don't get yourself too locked in where you can stand right now. If you end up sitting where I sit, things could change dramatically. Bolton said Bush wants enough continuity in his Iraq policy that even if a Democratic president would be in a position to sustain a legitimate presence there, especially if it's a Democrat, the chief of staff told the Examiner in his West Wing office. He wants to create the conditions where a Democrat not only will have the leeway, but the obligation to see it out. It's different being a candidate and being the president, Bush said in an Oval Office interview. No matter who the president is, no matter what party, when they sit here in the Oval Office and seriously consider the effect of a vacuum being created in the Middle East, particularly one trying to be created by Al-Qaeda, they will then begin to understand the need to continue the support for a young democracy. There's that word again, democracy. To that end, Bush is institutionalizing controversial anti-terror programs so that they can be used by the next president. look, I'd like to make as many hard decisions as I can make and do a lot of heavy lifting prior to whoever my successor is, Bush said. And then that person is going to have to come and look at the same data I've been looking at and come to their own conclusion. Now, as an example, Bush cited his detainee program, which allows him to keep enemy combatants imprisoned at Guantanamo Bay while they await adjudication. Bush is unmoved by endless criticism of the program because he says his successor will need it. I specifically talked about it so that a candidate and or president wouldn't have to deal with the issue, he said. The next person has got the opportunity to analyze the utility of the program and make his or her decision about whether or not it is necessary to protect the homeland. I suspect they'll find that it is necessary, but my only point to you is that it was important for me to lay it out there so that the politics wouldn't enter into whether or not the program ought to survive beyond my period. Now, the Examiner asked Bush why Democratic candidates such as Clinton and Barack Obama, who routinely lambasted his handling in Iraq, should take his advice. And he replied, first of all, I expect them to criticize me. That's one way you get elected in the Democratic primary, is to criticize the president, Bush replied. I don't expect them to necessarily take advice from me. I would expect their insiders to at least get a perspective about how we see things. And if that's the case, and let me interrupt here, if that's the case and you don't expect them to take your advice, then why are you behind the scenes giving this advice to Hillary Clinton, Mr. Bush? He added, we have an obligation to make sure that whoever is interested, they get our point of view because you want somebody running for president to at least understand all perspectives apart from politics. Besides, Bush suggested that Clinton and Obama might benefit from his advice. If I were a candidate running for president in the complex world that we're in, I would be asking my national security team to touch base with the White House just to at least listen about plans and thoughts, Bush said. So far, Bush has been encouraged by the fact that Democratic candidates are preserving tough wiggle room for their anti-war rhetoric to enable them to keep at least some troops in Iraq. If you listen carefully, there are Democrats that say, well, there needs to be some kind of presence, Bush said. A senior White House official said the administration did not put much stock in pledges by a Democratic presidential candidate to swiftly end the war if elected. No, they're not putting any heat on anybody to remove the troops from Iraq because they're not going anywhere. They're building 14 or have built 14 military bases over there for a presence in the Middle East to conquer the whole place. The other thing is that they're being advised by smart people, the official said. We've got colleagues here on the staff who have good communications with some of the thinkers on that side. There's a recognition by most of them that there has to be a long-term presence by the United States if we hope to avoid America being brought back into the region in a very precarious way, at a point where all-out resources are required. I'm not even going to finish this article because it's all bunk. It's all lies. But when does that surprise you? When does anything that this guy say surprise you when it comes out to be a lie? I spoke yesterday about this trip that Ahmadinejad made over here to speak at the UN. And I've been sickened by these mainstream media reports demonizing this man, talking about an evil dictator. I went in and looked up Iran and looked up their form of government. It's a theocratic republic. And all that means is it's a republic just like ours is supposed to be, but their leaders are elected in the public's eyes by divine right. Okay? Now, for those of you who are awake, you know that we're living under a fascist government. They just haven't come out and told the mainstream public yet. Military Commissions Act, John Warner Defense Bill, Patriot Act, okay, they've stripped us of all our rights, and they're looking to strip us of free speech as well. Just ask Ted Pike about that one. But according to the mind-numb, dumbed-down American public that watches, you know, Dancing with the Stars or American Idol, they don't have a clue. Just go into my website, www.theamericanawakening.org, and click on Disillusionaries under Interesting Links and watch the answers that these idiots give when they're asked a simple question. Now, as you know, there was an interview on 60 Minutes, of which I did not watch. I posted a 10-minute segment up on my website yesterday with Scott Pelley from 60 Minutes interviewing Ahmadinejad. But before I get into that, I want to take you back for a moment. I want to ask you a question, okay? When you look out at our friends and neighbors and relatives, and when you look within yourselves, and you ask the simple question, what do humans, all humans, really want? I'll answer that question when I get back, and then I'll get into this article. Be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with me. I got a lot more.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I'm about ready to get into a transcript from the second part of the 60 Minutes interview with Ahmadinejad and Scott Pelley, reporter for 60 Minutes. Before I do that, I asked a question before I went to break. What do humans want? And if you go out and take a poll, you just sit down at a coffee plantation, or you sit down at a Starbucks, or you sit go into the grocery store and take a poll. What do human beings want? And I tell you, it doesn't make any difference to me whether you're in the United States or whether you go to Canada, England, the Philippines, whether you go to Iran. It doesn't make any difference. If you ask any human being, race, creed, color, nationality, it doesn't matter. We all want the same thing. We want to grow up. We want to be secure. We want to live a happy life. We want to have children. We want to make sure that we give our children a better life than what we had. That's all humanity wants. Unfortunately, there's a select few people that want more. And these people I call psychopaths. These people are the ones that crave power. They control. They weave their way. They slither their way into positions of power. Then they use it to control the wealth and to control us. Now, I said that to say this, okay? And it doesn't make any difference who you talk to, folks. Whatever normal walking human being in any faction of our society or any other society, that's all that's what they're going to tell you, except those select few. Now, What I'm going to do is I'm going to go through this article, dissect it. It's not an article, this transcript of this interview with Scott Pelley and Ahmadinejad. And I made a comparison with George Bush. Remember George Bush, the weapons of mass destruction, when he was at a dinner cracking jokes after he's killed, the blood is on his hands of over a million Iraqi people, and he's cracking jokes in the podium that the weapons of mass destruction weren't under the podium and they weren't behind the curtain, and he was laughing about it. And what's even more sickening is the people in the audience were clapping. Now, I want you to take that kind of character. Take a character who lied to us about WMDs, who is asserting that he's bringing democracy into Iraq, which is a total lie. And I want you to compare that character with this character, of which our mainstream media is attempting to demonize in every way, shape, and form. Now, when I refer to Scott Pelley, I'm just going to say question. When I refer to Ahmadinejad, I'm going to say answer. Okay, so question is Scott Pelley, answer is Ahmadinejad. And I'm going to start here. Question. Have you said in the past that you have 3,000 centrifuges in a line producing highly enriched uranium? Do you have more now? Answer. No. Our plan and our program is very transparent. We are under the supervision of the agency. When he speaks of the agency, folks, he's talking about the International Atomic Energy Agency. Everything is on the table. We have nothing to hide. And you know what, folks? I believe this man. Because in watching the clip of the interview, this man is not, you know, making weird body language. He's not smirking like our wonderful Fuhrer does. Okay, he's not sticking his tongue between his teeth. He's not making a high sign, you know, the Illuminati sign under his coat. He's not smirking and giving weird looks to members of his contingency. He's just being straightforward. Question. Transparent? Sir, it's been hidden for more than 15 years. You've been operating a secret nuclear program. It's nothing if it's not secret. Answer. Who is saying that? Question. Well, the International Atomic Energy Agency. You've, in fact, agreed with the International Atomic Energy Agency to confess what you've done in secret over the past years. It is not transparent, sir. Answer. Very good. I think that you are not familiar with the structure and the laws and the regulations of the agency. The agency is supposed to do two things. One, supervision. The other, support of the member states. The agency is supposed to supervise and ask questions, and we respond. Interestingly enough, in all agency reports, you will read that there are no signs of diversion on the part of the Iranian people. In no reports. But naturally, the agency has questions to ask. And when it comes to that, interestingly enough, compared to European countries and other countries, the questions they ask us are far fewer. They have scores of questions to ask other countries, but the U.S. and a number of other countries are politicizing matters. They don't want us to progress, to develop. So maybe it would be best if you ask the agency how many questions they have asked the U.S. and European countries for that matter. Scores of questions, because they are producing bombs. New generations of nuclear bombs. They are fabricating those, and our activities are very peaceful under the supervision of the agency. We have provided the largest amount of cooperation to the agency, and what we are doing is very transparent. Question. For the sake of clarity, because there is so much concern in the world about this next question, please give me the most direct answer you can. Is it your goal to build a nuclear bomb? Answer. What are you driving at? Question. Simply that, sir. It is the goal of your government, the goal of this nation, to build a nuclear weapon. Is it not? Answer. Do you think that the nuclear technology is only limited in a bomb? You can only build a bomb with that? Question. No, I appreciate the differences, sir, but the question is limited to the bomb. Answer. It has different uses. Well, you have to appreciate we don't need a nuclear bomb. We don't need that. What needs do we have for a bomb? Now, I'm going to stop right there, and I want you to think about something, folks. Oh. Why would they need a bomb? We're going to a break. I'm going to explain this in just a minute. Stick with me. We'll be back in three, and I'm going to talk about the bomb, the reason why they... Well... The reason why they don't need a bomb. Be back in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm going through a transcript of the interview with Ahmadinejad and CBS reporter Scott Pelley. And we're talking about the bomb. Pelley's asking him the questions about the development of a nuclear bomb. And Ahmadinejad replied, what need do we have for a bomb? Now, I want to insert something here, folks. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Now, Iran says that what need do they have for a bomb? I'll tell you what. If I had a neighbor that lived a couple of doors down from me, and I knew that that neighbor didn't like me, and I knew that that neighbor had guns and knives and machine guns and bombs, and they would do anything they could do to start something with me, if it were me, I'd be going out and looking for weapons to defend myself. So even if they were making a bomb, by the allegation or the assertion that Ehud Olmert has already admitted that Israel has 400 nuclear weapons and could make Iran into a parking lot, not to mention that, again, if I had a neighbor who had all these weapons and I had nothing, and my neighbor also had a buddy, i.e. the United States, or a buddy that lived down the block like the United States that had 100 machine guns and a whole bunch of bombs, and they didn't like me either, or they would do whatever I asked them to do because they liked me, I certainly would be looking for ways to defend myself. But Ahmadinejad is saying that we're not even doing that. We're just looking to have nuclear power. And yet, this government is demonizing this man. They're saying that Iran is behind the terrorism and they need to be dealt with. Well, as far as I'm concerned, that's a lie. We're looking to control their oil. We're not happy with them because they're converting over and using euros instead of devaluated American dollars. So anyway, Pelley responds, may I take that as a no, sir, that you're not developing a bomb? And the answer to that question, I want you to listen real close to the responses out of this man, Ahmadinejad. Please let me finish my thought. It is a firm no. I'm going to be much firmer now. I want to address all politicians around the world, statesmen, any party who uses national revenues to make a bomb, a nuclear bomb, will make a mistake. Because in political relations right now, the nuclear bomb is of no use. If it was useful, it would have prevented the downfall of the Soviet Union. If it was useful, it would have resolved the problems the Americans have with Iraq. The U.S. has tested new generations of bombs, many thousands of warheads you have in your arsenals. It's of no use. And also the Zionist entity, they have hundreds of warheads. It's not going to help them. The time of the bomb is past. The parties who think that by using the bomb you can control others, they are wrong. Today we are living in an era of intellectual pursuits. You should spend your money on your people. We don't need the bomb. For 28 years we have defended ourselves in the face of enemy onslaught. Every day we are becoming more powerful. And again, we don't need such weapons. In fact, we think this is inhuman. So can you please tell me why the U.S. government is fabricating these bombs? Do you want to provide a more welfare, happiness to the people through the bomb? Are you going to deal with global poverty, or do you want to kill these people? So our beliefs, sir, tell us, and also our culture, because of these, we are very much opposed to the killing of people. This is very clear. Now tell me, folks, how prophetic is a statement like that? How rational is a statement like that? Could you imagine for a moment a statement like that coming out of George Bush? This man sounds more like a clergyman than a president. This nation, Iran, has never attacked aggressively anybody. In its history, it never has. Can we say that? I mean, I look at this and I read this and I look at how they're trying to demonize him. And by the way, you know, in defense of Scott Pelley, if I can give him any at all, he's only repeating what he's being told to say by this administration or CIA operators or covert, you know, operators or whoever the world is telling him to say this. All right, let me get back to this. Question, and this is by Pelley again. At the moment, our two countries may... Now listen to this, folks. At the moment, our two countries may very well be walking down the road to war. How do you convince President Bush? How do you convince other nations in the West? And then Ahmadinejad interrupts him. What two parties are walking towards war? Answer for Pelley. Iran, the United States, Western countries, France this week. And Ahmadinejad says, who says that? France this week said that war might be indicated. How do you convince these Western powers that you are not pursuing a bomb? Try to prove a negative here, folks. Ahmadinejad's answer, you haven't read the latest news. I have to say, it's wrong to think that Iran and the U.S. are walking towards war. Who says so? Why should we go to war? What reasons are there for two countries to go to war? We have a logic which we have announced for some time. We very much oppose the behavior of the U.S. administration. We think it's wrong, and we are saying that we feel, and you are free to say what you feel, and people have a right to choose. Why would we go to war over that? If having said that is a part of a psychological warfare plot, the American people are well familiar with these plots. You shouldn't make the American people afraid needlessly. Is this guy not right on, folks? Does he not know what this controlled media is doing to the American people? There's no war in the offing. And also, I think that certain American officials do not want friendly relations between the two countries and the citizens of the two countries or the citizens of the two countries to visit each other. Last year, we requested, listen to this, last year, we requested for a direct flight between the two countries because we want to promote trade, promote cultural activities, and also people-to-people contact. But the American government opposed that. There is no war in the offing. Again, this is a psychological warfare. If you have differences of opinion, you can use logic to resolve your differences. This man sounds like a very intelligent diplomat to me. Question. Can you show the world today that you are not pursuing a bomb? Now, see, they just can't get off of that. Can you show the world today that you're not pursuing a bomb? All you have to do is give the order. Open your nuclear facilities. Let the United Nations inspectors in there today and prove that there is no bomb program. Why not take that course? Answer, I think that you are a little bit behind today's news. You might have been away on assignment. I don't know. And Pelley responds, I'm familiar with today's news, but Ahmadinejad comes back with, the reports say that we have been complying. And they are inspecting all of our sites every day. What more am I supposed to do? So I'll try to be as frank as possible. But, and then Pelley cuts him off, You're opening the site slowly over time, sir. People say that you're just trying to gather as much highly enriched uranium as you possibly can. And, of course, Ahmadinejad replies, no, no, no. Well, should you say this, make these accusations or agency inspectors? Inspectors have said that we are saying that Iran is not diverted. There's no diversion here. In other words, again, let me repeat. We have not diverted from a peaceful path. This is what the agencies think. There is a solution here. However, a very simple solution. The countries that have atomic bombs should destroy their stockpiles. And that would make everyone happy. You shouldn't accuse others needlessly, and you shouldn't lose your temper and make life miserable for others as well. They have made mistakes and have diverted themselves. They think that others will do the same. There are many countries which have the technology. Five or six have diverted from the peaceful path road, however. So those five or six should remain to the correct, should return to the correct path. If certain parties think that they have rights which go beyond the normal rights that any nation should have, that will be problematic. I think that the American government should appreciate that it is like any other member of the international community. Respect the views of the agency. It's very regrettable to see that certain U.S. officials have insulted the very clear positions taken by the agency, and they have lost their temper. And they have also made threats. They have attacked the director general of the agency. That is shameful. If you think that the agency is a reputable one, you should allow it to go ahead with its business. Why should you, or the agency for that matter, repeat the words of the Secretary of State? Rather, what they need to do is report the facts, the truth. So the problems of the American politicians is because they are interested in their own interests. And they want the rest of the world to just say, yes, sir, and go along with whatever they say. That is finished. It's in the past. You know what this guy is? This guy is he's a visionary. What he's saying is, let's put our differences aside. Let's elevate our consciousness. Let's get on in a world of peace. But our administration is too warmongering, too bloodthirsty for that. They can't let that happen. There's oil to be gained. There's control. Next question. What trait do you admire in President Bush? Answer. Again, I have a very frank tone. I think that President Bush needs to correct his ways. Well, what do you admire about him? He should respect the American people. See, Ahmadinejad knows exactly what's going on, folks. Okay? He's on top of it. He's as awake, if not more so, than all of us are. He knows what's going on. He knows the propaganda that's being put out. And what's sad, and again, you go onto my website and take a look at Disillusionaries, the reason that this is happening, the reason that we, the American people, are guilty of allowing this to happen is because we've allowed them to dumb us down so badly that they can say and do whatever they want, and we're too lazy. The dumbed-down Americans are too lazy to investigate for themselves. Instead, they'll take the word of a pundit on television, okay, that says the way things are supposed to be, and then they believe them. Is there anything, any trait that you respect about George Bush? As an American citizen, tell me, what trait do you admire? That's Ahmadinejad's response. Pelly, well, Mr. Bush is without question a very religious man. For example, as you are, I wonder if there's anything that you've seen in President Bush that you admire. Answer, well, is Mr. Bush a religious man? Pelly's answer, very much so, as you are. Now, remember, what is the term in the Bible, folks, that judge them by the fruits that they bear? Actions speak louder than words. I've watched President Bush's actions for the last 6.5, almost 7 years, as I'm sure that you have as well. And I see nothing about this man that, well, I can't say that it's not religious, because it depends on which God you're worshiping. Ahmadinejad, what religion? Please tell me. Tell you as a follower of that religion to occupy another country and kill his people. See, this guy's right dead on target, folks. What religion allows you to occupy another country and kill its people? Please tell me. Does Christianity tell its followers to do that? Judaism, for that matter. Islam, for that matter. What prophet tells you to send 160,000 troops into another country, kill men, women, and children? You just can't wear your religion on your sleeve or just go to church. You should be truthfully religious. Religion tells us all that you should respect the property, the life of different people, respect human rights, love your fellow man. And once you hear that a person has been killed, you should be saddened. You shouldn't sit in a room, a dark room, and hatch plots. And because of your plots, many thousands of people are killed. Having said that, we respect the American people. And because of our respect for the American people, we respectfully talk with President Bush. We have a respectful tone. But having said that, I don't think that this is a good definition of religion. Religion is love of your fellow man, brotherhood, and telling the truth. Scott Pelley, I take it you can't think of anything you like about President Bush. Now, notice how he doesn't even respond to that. That is extremely prophetic. The guy's got it down pat, folks. He's got Bush summed up in a New York minute. Ahmadinejad, well, I'm not familiar with the gentleman's private life. Maybe in his private life he is very kind or a determined man. I'm not aware of that. I base my judgment on what I see in his public life. Having said that, I think that President Bush can behave much better. There were golden opportunities for President Bush. He should have used them better. Pelley's question. I asked President Bush what he would say if he were sitting in this chair, and he told me, quote, speaking to you, that you've made terrible choices for your people. You've isolated your nation. You've taken a nation of proud and honorable people and made your country a pariah of the world. These are President Bush's words to you. What's your reply to the president? Well, President Bush is free to think as he pleases and to say what he pleases. I don't oppose the freedom of speech. I believe in freedom of speech. President Bush is free to say what he pleases, but these would not change the truth. So that President Bush knows the Iranian people are dearly loved today, we can very well put this to the test to find out who has become isolated. Again, maybe one of my friends could go to another country and a friend of President Bush could go to the same country, find out which one of us is isolated. You're free to choose any country you like. I don't think that President Bush has said these things. Rather, I prefer to think that this is your impression of what the president has said. And Pelley responds, I'm quoting the president directly for the record. And Ahmadinejad responds to that, this is a direct quote. So, well, this tells me that there's a great divide between us. Pelley, why does your government confiscate your people's satellite dishes? What is it that you don't want your people to see? How petty. Ahmadinejad, well, it's not prohibited like that. After everything is said and done, there is a law passed by the Iranian parliament, and the members of the parliament have been chosen by the people. Having said that, the Iranian people are, by and large, using satellite television. You can go out on the streets and see this for yourself. Pelley responds, but as you well know, they are confiscated from time to time in sweeps in the country, and I wonder what it is that you don't want your people to see. Ahmadinejad's response, well, again, this is the law. Our people are free to express their opinion about all matters internationally. They are well aware of international laws, and having said that, I like to think that the Iranian people is one of the most well-informed nations. You can go to the street and ask the people yourself. Reporters from other countries go to different Iranian cities. They're free to move about and ask questions, but Iranian reporters cannot do the same in the United States. You can very easily come and see me and just ask me questions, but our reporters cannot ask questions from American officials. Our interview today is going to be aired from the Iranian TV. I very much hope that Iranian reporters will be given the possibility to ask questions from American officials. Then the truth will be uncovered. See, the thing is, you notice that, folks, that we could go over there and we could question their people. We can question, and I just regular citizens here in this country. But do you think our government will let us do that? They won't let us do that, much less them. Pelley. You know, I'm curious. Looking back over the years, do you believe today that taking the American hostages in 1979 was a mistake? Ahmadinejad's response, well, you have to deal with different things in their own time. If you go back in time, things will go wrong. If you go back 500 years, what happened in Europe and the U.S. for that matter, you shouldn't look back at what happened in the past. Have your sights toward the future. This wouldn't help with anything. Because if you are to do that, we have to go over the dossier of the activities of various foreign administrations of this country from 1337 Iranian calendar onwards. That wouldn't be a pretty picture. I don't want to talk about and think about the dark passages of our history. Let's have our sights toward the future. Pelley, Mr. President, I just have a few questions. We have appreciated your answers very much, and I know we're pressing on time here. We would be very grateful if you wouldn't mind taking just a few more. Will you, in this interview tonight, rule out the possibility of a nuclear test of an Iranian weapon during your presidency? Ahmadinejad, well, we don't have any plans. Pelley, but rule it out. Say that we will not test nuclear devices as long as I'm president. Can you say that? Ahmadinejad, please, please, let me finish my thought. Actually, I very much oppose this behavior. Picture it. If an Iranian reporter kept repeatedly asking the same questions from a U.S. official, how would you feel? Would you feel good about that? And Pelley replies, I would. I'll tell you what, folks. I'm about, better than 50% through this. And as I read this, and I read the questions that are being asked by Scott Pelley, and I read the responses being given by Ahmadinejad, I have to tell you, this is a man of great wisdom. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with me. I got more.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. All right, we're back. back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Short segment coming up to the top of the hour. And I'm reading this transcript between Scott Pelley of 60 Minutes and Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. And I can't help but remark again on the wisdom of this man. I mean, you know, you'd have to be one heck of a liar to come forth like this with your body language, with your inflections, and with the concise answers that he's giving, and be anything other than a man of peace. And that's all it sounds like they want. And what sickens me about this, folks, is that this administration has cost the lives of over 1 million Iraqis. I believe there's another 2 million or so that are displaced, that are refugees, that have escaped, that have left Iraq because of us bringing, quote, democracy, which isn't supposed to even be our form of government, to their country. Let me continue with this. And before I continue, let me just say this. And for what the war drums are beating over, if the mindset of the Iranian people is the same as this gentleman, what a travesty it would be to start bombing that country. What a travesty. You know, there was another article that I was going to read yesterday. I didn't have time to. Or maybe I did. I don't even remember. The mindset of the public kind of takes on the same genre of its administration. And this is why we see such road rage these days, and people living in fear, and people being so nasty to other people, and not sharing their lives with each other, and not waving at each other when they go down the street, and closing the garage door before they have the opportunity to, you know, confront somebody else and have to make the decision of waving to them or turning their head and walking in the door. This is what we've become. I'd love to take a trip to Iran and just see what the vibes and what the atmosphere is there. Let me continue with this. Ahmadinejad, I think that instead of going astray here and misleading the public, we should try to help with the uncovering of the truth. You are a member of the media. You are not a government official. You should be concerned with the truth. Boy, what a prophetic statement. We should all be concerned with the truth. We don't need such weapons. Those who don't have anything to say to other nations and deal with them, they resort to atomic weapons. We are a cultured people, and we have good relations with all nations, and the status of a country has nothing to do with atomic weapons. Rather, its culture and its civilization. And whenever we make a decision, we are courageous enough to come out and say that we have made such a decision. Whatever we want to do, we have nothing to hide. We clearly will influence that or announce that. Well, I said some time ago that if you sanction us, we are going to take the production to an industrial scale. And we did that. And we said that we will continue to push ahead undaunted. We did that. We have no problems. When it comes to that, we are very transparent and we have a frank tone of voice. Let me be frank and straightforward here. I oppose the unilateral policies and bullying policies of the American administration. I believe that these lead to war, leads to greater poverty and killing. I believe that you can manage the war better through friendship, mutual respect, and by respecting laws and also fair play. Again, I'm being very frank here. I oppose the very idea of the bomb. I have nothing to hide. Also, I oppose the policies of the American administration. Pelley. If the United Nations Security Council or the European Union votes in favor of additional sanctions against your country, what will you do? Ahmadinejad's response, well, they are just trapping themselves. They can become trapped themselves because any person or party who insists on a wrong decision, that will be problematic for him. No other person. For 28 years now, we have been under political pressure and economic sanctions. What happened? Nothing. Top of the hour coming up. I'll continue them with us when I get back, folks. I'm amazed at this. I read Ahmadinejad's letter to the American people last year, and the man's prophetic. The man is a visionary. The man is looking for world peace. I just wish I could say the same for our government. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with me for the second hour.
It's true.